Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Mix 106.5.
When your best friend runs out of advice.
And your therapist won't return your calls.
And how does that make you feel?
There's group therapy with Kramer and Jess.
What are your responsibilities after you end a relationship with somebody? You know, it could be a breakup. It could be a divorce. Like, what? Where do your responsibilities lie? That's what she's wondering. Welcome to Group Therapy. Happy Monday. In case you're brand new to this, we do it every single Monday at this time.
Listeners reach out to Kramer and myself and tell us a situation that they're going through in their life. And sometimes you just need an outside perspective, somebody that doesn't know you. And we also turn to you guys, our neighbors, to get some advice.
Hey, Takara from White Marsh. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So explain to everybody that doesn't know what's going on, what's happening here.
So basically, I started dating this guy. We've been dating for almost 10 months, and everything was going well. You know, we were kind of quarantined together. I met a lot of his friends. He met mine, met some of his family. I get back to work for the first time in months, and all of a sudden, I get a text saying that this isn't working out. Now, mind you, we've been dating for almost 10 months. And he waited until my first day back at work to tell me that this isn't where he wants to be.
Are you kidding me?
Right, exactly.
He waits till first day back, and then boom.
Over a text message?
Yeah, it's pretty crappy.
So, not only am I hurt, but also his birthday is coming up. And I actually, being the good girlfriend, I guess, we didn't put a label on it, but girlfriend that I am, have planned this, like, surprise party for him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, where, you know, I invited, you know, his friends that I met. Some of them are coming in from out of town, some family, my friends. And now I just don't know what to do. It's kind of awkward because, A, I'm mad, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm mad.
Pretty crap. I mean, did you guys get a chance to, like, have a conversation about everything? Like, post the text?
He's ignoring my text.
He's not responding to you at all.
He's not responding. I mean, yeah.
This is so uncomfortable.
From him. So I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm trying to navigate the birthday party because I put so much time and money.
Right. Well, so basically it's like you've got two options, right? Like, do you tell him about this birthday party and then just, like, not show up to it, I guess, is one option, right? My other thought process, and I don't know if you're here there too, is like, listen, he broke up with you. Once you break up with somebody, like all things are off, right? There's no, like, let's just get through this. He didn't have the audacity to, like, say anything to you, right?
Right.
So...
So are you saying, like, let everything just, like let the party go on and she just step away? No. He doesn't get a birthday party. Do you just send out a text like he did to everybody, including him, and let everybody know that he broke up with you over text and he hasn't responded to you? So if you guys want to continue to have the party, go do that. But I'm not in charge anymore. I will not be attending and you guys handle it. But, like... I also don't think it's fair for him just to go and have a birthday and she's, like, not there.
Or does she literally just wash her hands of the situation?
And he still gets to have the birthday.
No, I'm saying he doesn't know about it. He has no idea about it right now.
But
right?
She has to tell everybody like it's canceled.
Does she?
Yeah, he has no idea about the birthday party.
Does she have to tell these people? It's really, I mean, it's none of her business anymore. He broke up with her in the first place. I'm almost wondering, do you just not say anything to anybody? Wash your hands. I mean, he screwed you over. Wash your hands of the situation. Let them figure it out.
Tell them that it's canceled.
Jason from Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think she should do about this party now?
I think she matches his petty. Like, if she got cool with her, with his friends during that 10-up, maybe she should have the party anyway. She doesn't know about it. They should go have a good time, flick it up, and then, you know, none the wiser. He's like, yo, why are my boys don't hit me back for my birthday?
And everybody's partying without him.
So wait, you're saying still, okay, well, do you still have, like, do you have to tell them that he's not coming? Or are you literally just like, do
it'll
it.
Be a surprise for everybody.
So party without him, and then he sees everybody on social media, and he's like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, and then have a little hashtag, you know, we broke up.
Wow. The petty level is going so high this morning.
I really love
Mondays.
That.
Hey, listen.
I mean, that was a clown move. A text message.
No, like, you're right. After 10 months, you're right. She deserves better than that. Okay, so we need to hear. Thanks, dude, for the call. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great one.
You too. 410-583-1065. Hey, Shelly from Nottingham, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think she should do?
I think she should uninvite all of his friends and family and have all of her friends and family go because she put in all this time, money, and effort.
Yes.
And celebrate losing all that dead weight.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay, so she continues to have the party.
Yep.
Would she tell her friends that he is not going to do this anymore or what? I'm thinking through logistics, not just like bold statements, you know?
Yeah, just tell your friends the party is for you.
Okay.
Like, so obviously, like, tell all her family and friends what he did to her. And then are you saying that she should tell his family and friends what he did and you guys are uninvited?
Well,
like, it's canceled?
Nobody said anything about what he did. Or are we going to, like, let that part be known of, like, hey, by the way, he broke up with me, so the party's canceled?
I probably would go that level of petty. He broke up with me on a text and ghosted, so.
Is it petty or is it facts? Because that's the situation.
Facts. It's facts. You should just say it's canceled, but I would probably go there.
Right.
Where have these people been the last 9 months?
Sometimes I know, everyone's all like.
I feel extremely immature sometimes on this radio station because nobody would call in with comments like these.
This isn't immature, though. Like Shelly said, that is facts. It's all facts. You are is relaying information that occurred.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This is what we need. I'm not disagreeing, so thank you for calling.
Okay, have a good one.
Tracy, should he just, like, tell him about this party and then have him do whatever he wants with it?
No, I honestly think she should just not tell him. The friend shouldn't tell him. I'm going to be with Jason on this one from Baltimore. Like, I think it's hashtag we broke up or hashtag pity party.
Yes.
Or something.
Pity party.
If there was gifts involved, keep the gifts, either sell them or burn them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or keep them, because that's her.
Yeah.
You know, she threw the party together. She should be able to have all the say of everything going on with her.
Okay. Listen, we're all going to be petty today. You know. Everybody going to be petty today. Okay. that's what we're trying to figure out. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Tracy.
Yep.
You can call us or text us, by the way, 410-583-1065. Hey, Vanessa.
Yeah?
Just, you be the voice of reason here. She probably needs to just tell him about this party, right? To have him sort it out.
Well, I'm kind of like leaning toward what everybody else said now.
Not one person.
Did they change your mind?
I was sort of like, well, now, wait a minute. I mean, if she can't get her money back, maybe she just uninvite his friends and had a party.
Damn, everybody's saying just have this party basically without him.
Yeah.
You can't, that's what I'm thinking.
You already got all this money invested in it. Like, why cancel a good time?
Like, you know, airfare and everything.
Yeah.
So, why everybody come and have a party without him, maybe?
Why cancel a good time? You know what
That's
I mean?
True.
Don't let him get
That's
you down
what
like
I'm
that.
Saying. Yeah.
Not with the year we've had. Uh-uh. Not with the year we've had.
That's right.
Hey,
and
okay.
Then let him figure out, you know, what you did.
Yeah, there she goes. Vanessa, thank you so much for your call.
Well, thank you for letting me listen, because I'm like, what? Wait, that's an idea.
No. You need to call back more often, okay? We need more of you on this radio show.
Yeah, I need to listen more often so that way I can say, oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah, come back. Come back every Monday. We want to hear from you, okay?
I listen all the time.
Well, you're the
thank
best.
Thank you, Vanessa.
I've been listening since you all got here. I saw you all the day you flew into town. And
you're just the
basement hanging out.
Yeah. You're the sweetest.
Oh,
thank you so much.
It's a family.
Aww.
It is a family. Let's go to Emma and Casey, their sisters, listening this morning. Ladies, what do you think?
Okay, totally, he should still have the party. I don't even think it's petty to uninvite his friends and not tell him about it, because she did all the work,
yeah.
Right? Like I think she should still have it. Now, maybe that's just me, because maybe I'm just petty, but, like, I really feel like she should still have the party. I mean, she put all that money into it.
Yes.
I mean, if she wants his friends to come, like, if she's friends with them, I think that would be fine. But, yeah, don't tell him about it, totally. I don't think that's wrong.
I agree with you.
Just tell him after, you know, be like, so have the party anyways, and then just, like, let him know, like, hey, we just had this awesome party.
Dang.
So I'm like, you got me. It was your birthday, and it was going to be great. Over a text, though, like, that deserves even a little petty. Like,
yeah.
Even if it is petty, he was petty first.
It's true.
I feel like this could be the new morning show right here, these two. You know what I mean? Like, you guys got it down over here. That's basically all you got to do is talk about stuff like this, and you're good to go. Well, I mean, okay. So let's take this to the next petty level. So that everybody wants to play petty today. Let's play petty.
Right.
Does she send him a picture from the party while everybody's there?
Oh, you know what? She just send a group picture and be like, happy birthday.
We're having a great time celebrating your birthday without you.
Or she posts it, doesn't say anything, but just tags him in it.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you imagine what surprise on his face when he opened his phone and saw that picture? Oh, my God.
It'd be so good.
You guys are fun. Thank you so much for calling us. Good talking to you,
babe. Yeah. Thanks so much. We love your show.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5. This is Baltimore's morning show.
Hello, everybody. How we doing? How we feeling? Happy Monday. So bright out. Loving this, man. Hey, Jess, good morning.
Happy Monday.
6 o'clock club. Good morning to you, too. Hope it was a great weekend. 410-583-1065. Shoot us a text this morning. We'll say good morning to you. This is anybody that's awake first thing in the morning. We love you more than anybody else. Those like 9 o'clock people, they're all right.
They got it too easy.
They got it too easy. They're just now getting the car at 9 o'clock. No. These are the real ones over here. What's going on?
Carrie is so very. Good morning, Veronica, Christine, Canton Kurt, and Canton Karen. Hello, beautiful Beverly, Elusive, Eliza, Hope-a-Dope, Lori, Dante. Good morning, what Summers. Up? Hello. Who else is up with us? Anna, good morning. Kenny from PA, Holston, Mama S, Johnny E, Cheryl, Eric the Carpenter. Hello, John the Wheelman, Sarah and Stu, Chuck E, Mr. W, Drew H, LG, the Sassy Scientist, Magic Mike, Lisa G, Sherry, Lisa, Amanda from the Eastern Shore, Mama Bear Wall, good morning, Melanie from Westminster, our Kinder Care ladies, Karen and Amber,
hi.
Olivia, and Juan in a Million checking in. Happy Monday.
I want a movie made about a sassy scientist.
Yeah, that's cool.
That sounds like a fun, like, girls, like, I was thinking, like, Girls Trip, you know, the movie?
Yeah.
I just imagine, like, four sassy scientists all trying to live together in 2021. Somebody make that movie and give me credit for it.
That'd be fun.
How was Annapolis this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It was so cool. It was so cool over there. I felt like it was walking through a little storybook.
Yeah.
On how, like, historical everything looks and how magical everything is. I stayed at the Westin. I felt like it was Princess Diaries in real life.
It's nice.
I've never stayed at a place that nice before in my life.
Yeah.
And then I got to go on the Watermark tours. I got to go on a harbor cruise. The weather was crazy. Like, it was very
it
all
was.
Over the place.
It was. This weekend was probably the wildest Maryland weather that we've experienced.
But it was still cool. Like, everything was still awesome. And then I also went to O'Brien's and had my first oyster ever. It was cool.
How was that, by the way?
The oyster?
Yeah.
It was bomb.
I tried one about 15 years ago. I'll never do it again.
15 years ago?
I can't, like... Are you an oyster person? And maybe because, like, we live here, right, so much seafood. I tried it. I grew up in Georgia. No such thing as oyster. There were, but like it wasn't a big thing. I moved to Florida though, and like everybody ate them. So
did
I was
you grow up eating seafood?
Not a lot.
Okay.
Not a lot. So I tried one, man. I swear to you, I'll never do that again.
All I had was seafood this weekend. It was awesome.
Oh yeah, down there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Are you an oyster person though? Or are you like a one and done? I can't handle it, man. Yeah, this weekend weather was crazy. Like I woke up Saturday. It was like winter outside, and then like it was like summer and like kind of midday.
Yeah.
And then it got like cold and rainy again Saturday night.
Did you have thunder too? Did you see any thunder or lightning?
I don't think so.
There was a 30-minute period, and I'm not kidding you. There was thunder, lightning, storming, clear skies, rain, clear skies. It was so
wild. This weather's so crazy here.
Anna, the psych nurse, good morning. Summer's hello, and she wants to wish her husband a very happy 39th birthday today.
Nice. Yeah.
Yvonne, good morning. Dragon Mama, Christina. Brian, our Lyft driver, and Dundalk, Deputy Chief 402 in the Eastern Shore, good morning. Ponytail Pete, not your average Josh, formerly known as Jazzy Josh, heading to work, hello. Noelle and Carney is up with us. Dan, the man. Carol May is here, and Chase in Westminster, good morning.
I think that Jazzy Josh and, are formerly known as Jazzy Josh, and,
it's Ponytail Pete, not your average Josh.
I feel like it's Batman and Robin, right?
It is Batman and Robin.
I think they said it best, though. They're like, we're going to work even though we don't really want to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I had one this morning today, too. Like, don't get me wrong. I love this job. I could have used one more day.
You know,
one of those weekends where I could use one more day.
I'm definitely struggling today now. So I'm glad that we could just have this moment of honesty.
That's why we huddle. First thing in the morning. That's why we do this. 410-583-1065. Shoot us a text if you're up. 6 o'clock.
1065. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
And now, let's get going with the top three stories in the city with Jess.
Number three.
Here's a feel-good story to start your Monday morning. Three Customs and Border Patrol agents in Baltimore are being hailed as heroes after they saved an unresponsive infant on a plane waiting to take off at BWI. So after the agents performed the initial life-saving efforts, paramedics arrived and took over before transporting the baby boy to a nearby hospital. Officers Tyler Brady, Supreme Jones, and Spencer Warner are credited with performing the initial efforts and basically saving the day. And it occurred last Wednesday on a plane waiting to depart from BWI heading to Jamaica. Then the BWI fire rescue paramedics arrived. The infant was then transported to a nearby hospital and thankfully is expected to make a full recovery. So the parents said that everything happened and their baby stopped breathing around 12:23 p.m. and the paramedics reportedly arrived on the scene by 12:30 p.m.
That still had to seem like a lifetime, though.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean? 7 minutes when your kid's not breathing has to seem like every second's got to seem like forever. I just can't imagine that tiny little body, you know, trying to do like CPR on them. But good on them. That's a cool story.
Number two.
A mini show hosted by Robin Roberts is expected to come to Disney Plus. It's called Turning the Tables with Robin Roberts, and it'll feature a roundtable conversation between Roberts and three female celebrities, some including Sophia Carson, Jamie Lee Curtis, Billie Jean King, Raven Simone, and more. So she is executive producer of the show. The series will also is also put on by LeBron James and a team of women, people of color, and members of the LGBTQ community.
That's cool.
Number one.
Okay, so how much is your pet actually costing you if you own a dog or a cat or whatever pet that you have? A new study finds that before bringing a pet home, the typical pet owner will spend $176 right off the bat for supplies and adoption fees before you get them into the house.
Yeah.
And then the study also found that it costs about $111 per month to own a dog or a cat. And that's because of everything from food to toys to vet bills and medicine, translating to $13,320 over 10 years, which is the average lifespan of most dogs and cats. The survey also found that 26% of people use the term fur baby when they're talking about their pet, and 23% call their pet their son or their daughter.
Man. I think about that sometimes because Kiki, my dog, she's 11 and a half now. As they get older, they get more expensive, right?
Yes.
And the expense kind of creeps up on you. Mm-hmm. Like all of a sudden, you're just like, oh, I need this medicine now. Or I need this food or like these treats. She has like an upset stomach all the time, so she has very specific food. And that's, you know, God, that alone is, I think, $100 a month I have to pay for just food.
Just the food?
Just food alone. Then she's got medicine. She has heart problems. Now she's on medicine. That's like about $60 a month right there. And the treats, that's $15. Very special treats she has.
And then the jackets.
The jacket just to have the cute leash. And it's Yeah, it's stressful, man. It adds up. Y'all regular parents get all the credit, but I think we dog parents deserve a little bit of credit, too. That's expensive, all right? Can I run something by you guys really quick that got me tripped up this morning? So I am newly dating. That sounds weird.
I feel like a better way to say it is that you are now open to dating.
I'm single again. Yeah, no, I've told you that I was kind of waiting for a few things to get back together, mostly just to get my vaccine so I can start dating again, feel comfortable, especially here. I wanted to get over Miss California. This is the girl that I was kind of dating before in California. We're trying to figure it out once I moved out here, right? A couple different things. But like last week, I was like, this is it. I was new start to the Kramer dating life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So over the weekend, I replied to this one girl's DM, and I wasn't really thinking much about it. She responded, and then I responded, went back and forth, and all of a sudden, we're just chit-chatting, right?
Is this on Instagram or on a dating app?
Sorry, on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, just nothing at first, right? Then all of a sudden, we're chatting. I'm like, okay, this is going well, and then I'm like, hey, text me, because, like, we're just chatting back and forth. I'm tired of checking Instagram all the time.
Yeah.
And things are going great. It's going so good, and, like, I feel pretty positive about it, at least, like, maybe meeting up one time and getting to know this girl a little bit. There seems something that's oddly familiar about this girl, though. And I couldn't, like, figure it out. I'm like, there's no way I could know you. I know, like, six people in this city. You know, most of them work in my condo. So, like, how do I know this girl? I woke up this morning, and I was like, aha, I know exactly who that is. This is a girl, when I first got to Maryland, that I thought that I wasn't going to be able to work things out in Miss California. So I hopped on dating apps just to see what things were going to be about, right?
Yeah.
And I remember that her and I had connected over there and that we had had a couple, like, just back and forth. And then she ghosted me, like, completely gone, right?
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm so terrible with names, but I never forget a face. And for some reason, this morning, that popped in my head. I'm like, that's how I know the girl. Like, I remember that face from the dating app. And that's the same girl that ghosted me before.
Were the conversations similar, too?
No.
Okay.
My experience with any dating app is not positive. It's always been very generic, very blah, whatever,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I don't remember it being anything groundbreaking that was like, oh my gosh, like, we're hitting it off, right? But now I got to be honest, I feel a little weird about that.
Why?
I feel a little strange.
Why?
About, like, rekindling a conversation with someone who ghosted me before.
Okay.
Okay? Now, obviously, we're meeting under different terms, and I think the reason that we follow each other was probably she heard me on the radio.
Okay.
Followed me.
Mm-hmm.
I probably followed back. I followed most people back, right?
Yeah.
And then things just went from there. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't like me when I was on the dating app.
How long ago was this, though?
That's when I first got here. So what?
So that was August? That was last August.
Yeah.
I mean, I do understand where you're coming from.
Am I overthinking it?
A little bit. I do understand, like, you being a little hesitant about it, but that was so long ago, and that was such a weird time.
But not really.
No, okay. It was, though. Like, imagine how you were feeling and how serious you were even taking conversations last July, last August. Genuinely. And, like, take away from meeting somebody new, but, like, how willing were you to actually meet somebody over here? You weren't. And you had a lot of other stuff going on.
Right.
You have no idea what this girl was going through, how she was feeling, and I don't know. I wouldn't have felt comfortable meeting up with someone during that time that I didn't know. And so maybe you guys just kind of started a conversation. It really wasn't that substantial, and now some time has passed, and she may be in the same boat as you, who finally feels comfortable, who finally, you know, like you said, you've been waiting for that, you know, you wanted to lose weight, you wanted to get a vaccine, all these types of things that you need to check off. She might be in the same position too.
6 o'clock club, you're like my best friends. Like, honestly, my deepest relationships in this city.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, I feel weird about it. I feel like now what, I always get a little protective of myself because I always feel like, are you in this because of what I do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in this because of, like, professionally what I do? And I go into a lot of relationships like that, of being pretty guarded of like, oh, okay. Like, is this all because of what I do professionally, or is this who I am as a person?
Mm-hmm.
And who I am on the dating apps has nothing to do with the radio whatsoever, you know? So I guess I'm feeling like a little paranoid this morning. 410-583-1065. Let's get the show started this way. 410-583-1065, okay? Someone ghosted me on a dating app. She's come back up now on Instagram. Is it worth it, or do I feel kind of eh about this? Okay, Melanie from Westminster, what do you think about this?
Okay, so I kind of feel like I'm almost in the same boat. So I just recently got back onto a dating site myself. You know, for somebody to get, like, that is the most ignorant thing, like, I've ever had somebody do is just, like, ghost you out of nowhere.
Right, to disappear. Like, it's a very vulnerable feeling, right? When, like, they're just like, okay, good. It's like, Jess, if you and I were hanging out in my house and I just got up and left, you know? It's like, wait,
right.
What?
Like,
yeah.
That's just rude, right? Yeah. But still, like, you know, I understand what Jess is saying, too, is, you know, this, it was a weird time last year.
It was.
You know, you and your situation maybe were a little bit more guarded than usual, and she might have been in a different situation. So, like, I think going into it, you know, you guys have conversations, be open, be honest, be willing to see what's going on. But absolutely, you have every right to be guarded, especially if she ghosted you once.
So Let me ask you this question. Okay, so let's just say that I continue with this whole conversation, right? Which, I mean, I plan to. I'm not a ghoster. I don't just disappear on people. But do I need to bring it up to her of like, hey, I'm the guy that you completely ghosted about 9 months ago? Like, does that need to be stated, you think?
I wouldn't be like throwing it out there like that, but I would definitely be like, hey, haven't we had conversation before? Like, and see, like, if she's gonna fess up to it.
But then what does that do though? Like, then what? You know, like, okay, let me ask you this. Are you genuinely having a nice time talking to her?
Yeah, she seems great.
Okay, so if you do that, that's going to make her feel uncomfortable, because what if she has no recollection or doesn't remember that? And she might just be like, okay, and then she ghosts you again. No, I feel like if you guys actually have a real connection and you get and end up meeting up, I think that would be something funny to laugh about and could even like make you bond even closer. But I feel like doing that, especially in the talking phase, like over messaging, it could come across like weird.
Yeah, maybe you're right. No, listen, I'm glad you called. I'm glad we could talk this out this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys are great. Thank you so much.
Hey, Tommy. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing, Cameron?
Good, man. What you think about this? Okay, so she ghosted me once, and now we're talking on a completely different platform. Do you think that I keep going with this conversation, or do I have like reasons to be guarded over here?
I mean, of course you're going to have reasons to be guarded. I was actually victim of being ghosted, not just once, but several times myself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everything's worked out in the end. So, given last year, it was a very, you know, awkward time for people, you know, given the pandemic and everything, social reasons and, you know, health reasons as well. So, a lot of added stress to it, given last year. So, sometimes people just don't, you know, really understand how to properly communicate with each other necessarily. And I feel like you should just give her another chance, but just obviously be mindful of what happened. Just keep that in your head. Don't try to bring it up. You don't want to, you know, stir the pot.
Yeah.
You
know,
I was asking that question too just a couple seconds ago. Okay, so the conversation continues. Do I need to be like, hey, I'm pretty sure I'm that guy that you ghosted nine months ago.
And my thoughts were, but then what does that do? And like, what does that do that could that could possibly mess up the progression of actually getting to know her?
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Well, like I said, like if it goes back, you could have added, like I said, she could have added stress last year, you know, just decided that ghosting was the easiest way for her. I'm not agreeing that's the right way. To me, in my opinion, I feel that it's really immature. I feel it's more a mature way of handling the situation than just ghosting someone. I feel like if you're going to be honest with each other from the get-go, you know, just say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I'm no longer interested in you. And then it becomes your platform to be like, okay, whether how you take that, if you take it, you know, maturely, or if you take it, like, you know, retaliate and call names. And I know people in the past who have said, like, been called names and stuff because they were honest with someone and when they said they were no longer interested.
Sure. And listen, I get it. It's awkward. And thank you for calling, by the way. It's awkward and, like, it's strange. And the dating world is just a very bizarre place. But it's like, God, going twice? Who's on one, Jess? I forget.
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think about this?
Kramer, you have to give it a try. I don't think you should decide on what you should do until actually after you meet her.
I agree with you.
Coming from a woman that was on a dating site, I was on Plenty of Fish, and I almost lost the love of my life. 4.5 years later, we're still together and we're engaged. But if he didn't double text, I would have never found him. Okay, so a woman on a dating site, and I was on Plenty of Fish, so the way it was set up was if you messaged me and then 20 other people messaged me. Your message was like 20 pages away.
Oh, okay, Miss Popular, 20 pages later.
Like, she's just being honest.
Good on you.
Yeah.
It was like a meat market on there. It's so hard to juggle.
Yeah.
It's like the most overwhelming. And the most overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I had so many stories to share with my friends. I felt like I could have written a book about the most ridiculous time of my life.
Of course.
Like dating.
Of course.
And I am a person that has anxiety.
Yeah.
And IBS. Every time I go on a date, it was awful.
He messaged you twice then. He messaged twice.
He double texted me.
Yeah.
Okay.
He double texted me and he was like, "Hey, I just want to let you know it was really nice talking to you, and I hope you have, you know, all the luck in the world on here." And I'm like, "Oh my God, what are you doing? I'm not done with you. I couldn't find the conversation."
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Jess just got like the emoji with the heart eyes in it right now.
Yeah, and now we're engaged to be married, and I'm so happy. And it was a very horrible experience dating, but it ended up working out in the long run.
So
give it a shot. Give it a shot. And see how it is once you meet her.
Okay, so basically don't
feel for who she is.
Yes.
Don't get like a sour taste in my mouth. Because there's part of me now, it's like, eh.
I don't think you have a right to feel that way right now. It was so long ago. So many other things were going on. She could have been talking to somebody else. You were also talking to other people as well. Things happen. And I think you should give it a chance.
That's a cute story. Thank you for calling us. And thank you for the advice, by the way, this morning, too. I thought this could be a fun way to wrap up your Mother's Day weekend is just, you get 5 words. Do what you will, but describe your Mother's Day to us. Like, what 5 words would you choose? And that could be like 5 words in a sentence. It could be 5 separate words like dinner, family, presents, crabs, sleeping, I don't know. Or a sentence of like, we went to the beach. You want to be the 4 or 5. Anyway, whatever you want to do, 410-583-1065. Shoot us a text. I'm kind of curious where everybody's Mother's Day was yesterday. Jess, what are they saying?
Austin from Baltimore said, here are his 5 words. Celebratory, reflecting, grateful, loving, and fun.
Nice. Like that one?
We have a text from the 410. We asked for 5 words, but they only gave us 1, and that 1 word is migraine. Okay.
Not a good one, huh?
Lazy Lind says, relaxed, loved, food, movies, and family.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah, that's nice. Another text from the 410, still had to do dishes.
I think
that's messed up.
A lot of my mom friends were saying the same thing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's like a day where you do the exact same things you would any other mom day, except for this one, you get a present in the beginning.
And in this text, she says, I asked for, that's all she asked for, is not to do dishes. And that's what she had to do.
Had to do the dishes. That's funny. What about you? How about describe your Mother's Day in 5 words? How would you describe it?
Because,
you know, this is your first Mother's Day.
Across the country.
Across the country, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 words, what would you say?
Thankful, loving, how do you say, like, I guess...
you had 10 minutes prepared for the segment.
Well, I didn't know you were going to ask me. I thought you were going to ask everybody else.
I'll give you mine, then you think of yours for a second, okay? Mine was, I wish I was home.
Okay.
Like, holidays away from your family. My mom lives in Georgia, and all my family still lives in Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really the holidays where it hits the hardest for me, of like not being able to be there. They FaceTimed me yesterday about 9 o'clock and they're all doing the family thing. And I'm like, damn, you know, like I wish I could be there for that.
Yeah.
It's like moments like that, you know, I wish I could be home. How about you?
Okay.
You got them now?
Thankful, loving. I'm going to use left out.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. That's fine.
And then the last one, fierce, because I just was thinking about how fierce my mom is yesterday. I was looking at pictures of her and I'm like, man, I love this woman.
Yeah.
I love her so much. She's so dope, you know?
Yeah. Jess, I just saw this one. It said, I washed my house. It's only 4 words, but I washed my house.
I hope that was what she wanted.
Right? What else do we have? Wasted day, so glad it's over.
Oh, no.
Not a good Mother's Day. Well, I mean, and listen, this is to be completely fair. And one thing that was really refreshing about Mother's Day yesterday, for the first time, I think I've seen an abundance of people posting things on their Insta stories about, like, celebrating mothers in all kinds of situations.
Absolutely.
Or being respectful and responsible, that everyone doesn't have a great relationship with their mom.
Yeah.
You know, for a lot, I've got a friend that she has an estranged, well, they talk, but things aren't good. They're not good. So every Mother's Day, she has a really hard time with it, right? And so for her, Mother's Day may not be the best thing in the whole entire world, right? But then for other people like me, I'm like, oh my God, mom, like I love you so much. It's completely different. What else do you see over here? Some more text messages. You can get it on this 410-583-1065.
Crabs, cheesecake, movies, love, and pampered.
There you go. Like, what else do you need? COVID's changed all kind of rules. And a question for you this morning is, do you think it's rude to ask somebody if they've gotten vaccinated or not? And that can be in all kind of different situations, right? Like, maybe you can talk to your friends about this. In my situation, it's talking about going on dates with people. And I'm trying to figure out, is that an appropriate question to ask? Like, straight out to somebody. Listen, the vaccine somehow has become, like everything else in our country, this completely divisive thing. Right. Yeah, I don't know why it got that way, but I don't even know why masks got that way. But for some reason, it's become that way. So my question to you is it rude to ask somebody if they've got the COVID vaccine or not? And Jess, you know, even you and I, because Jess had COVID back in February.
I think
March.
I think it was February.
And like you got kind of offended when I asked you the question of where did you get it? So I think this is almost like another one of those kind of things of like, are we asking people this question?
Yeah.
Are we not asking people this question?
I got offended and I felt protective of people who had shared with me that they had basically been COVID shamed.
Right.
And I think when it comes to it, I feel like some people, when they ask where you got it, because they almost want an opportunity to place blame on you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you get kind of tone, which I don't think anyone has a right to do to somebody. And as far as the vaccine, I think for you, I do think you have a right to ask somebody if you are meeting someone new and you are potentially going to meet up with them for a date, because like, I think that's your choice to make, right? Because I know that that's really important to you in order for you to feel safe.
Is it offensive though? Like, is it rude to ask that question? Is that like your own private matters? Or let's take it even broader, because I think more, that's my specific situation, but broader, like, let's say you meet somebody or maybe a coworker. Here's a great example. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen a coworker since the beginning of the pandemic, right? And you're like, man, we should totally go hang out. And you're like, yeah, totally. And you're like, ooh, wait, but I don't know, like, if they've been vaccinated, I don't know if like what their situation is. I don't, may not feel as comfortable if they have been vaccinated. I don't know what your mindset may be on that. Like, would you, let's say, for example, Jess, because it's kind of our situation here.
Yeah.
We are in a brand new setting, right? We barely know our coworkers because they've all been working from home since we've been here, right?
Right.
Let's say, for example, that one of them called you up and said, listen, let's go to lunch. Are you going to ask the question of, have you been vaccinated?
Me personally? No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask. I don't think it's my business, but I also feel that way because I've been vaccinated and I made my choice to get the vaccine, so I feel safe. But I also don't feel like it's my right to put that on somebody else. This weekend I was in an elevator and we held the doors open. These people stopped and I could tell that they felt uncomfortable about coming in. And I feel like we're going to run into a lot of these situations. And I was like, you can come in here,
right?
You know, they came in and they're all rushing in. And the woman was like, we got our vaccine. So, and I stopped her and I was like, I appreciate you for sharing that with me, but you don't have to do that. That's your information.
God,
is what I told her, because I felt bad and I hated that she felt so uncomfortable and like frantically needed to say that to me. And I don't want to do that to people personally.
So I did the same thing over the weekend. Was I'm used to the rules being on our elevator, our condo, that like one per person, that's it. Like one person or one group at a time. That's what the sign said, right? But now the sign's gone down. I still don't feel comfortable. Like, there was a guy that was already in the elevator. I'm like, oh, wait, I'll take the next one.
And
almost
I think
out
that's
of respect.
Your choice, though. I think that is your choice to do that. And I feel like it's everybody's choice. If you feel more comfortable, which is you and your party, I think you have a right to politely say, I would feel better if it was just us. Can you wait, please?
New survey out this morning. 24% of people say it's rude to ask a friend whether they've gotten the vaccine or not. Like, it shouldn't even come up in conversation with friends. They say that's rude. 68% of people in the city say it's not rude, and the rest really aren't quite sure in between there. And it's actually, by the way, the younger you are, the more likely you are to say it's rude to ask. Like, the younger generation thinks it's rude, or the older generation thinks it's not. So, just something went through my head this week, and like, wow, that's something we got to think about now. Like, is that right? Is it wrong? I don't know.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Well, if anybody hasn't told you yet, happy Monday. Thanks for being here, all of our petty friends. Glad to know you're out there. Let's get going. It's the top three trending stories in Baltimore this morning.
Number three.
Ocean City officials honored the Good Samaritan who jumped off a bridge to save a toddler who was ejected from a crash into the water. Jonathan Bauer jumped off the Maryland Route 90 bridge in Ocean City the other weekend after a multi-vehicle crash sent a child flying into the water. He said, "When I looked over, I saw the car seat and some other items, and about 6 feet away from the car seat was a little girl. She was on her back, completely floating, head completely out of the water, arm is moving, legs kicking, and in a little pink dress. A family in their boat went over and rescued both Bauer and the two-year-old baby girl just moments later. He was presented with the plaque by first responders."
That is so freaking cool. Who knows Jonathan Bauer? I know there's somebody listening right now that knows Jonathan Bauer.
Yeah.
And we just want to get him on the show. Give this man some props. If you know Jonathan and you help us get him on the show, 410-583-1065. Cool story.
Number two.
Elon Musk finally made his Saturday Night Live hosting debut over the weekend with musical guest Miley Cyrus. And despite the uproar from the Twitterverse and even SNL cast members, the rumored boycott of his episode did not happen, and the show went on and got pretty good ratings. The billionaire kicked off his monologue where he revealed that he's on the autism spectrum.
"I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it."
So actually, Elon is not the first. Former SNL cast member Dan Aykroyd revealed in 2013 that he has Asperger's and he hosted a decade earlier in 2003. Elon also appeared on the Weekend Update segment to explain exactly what Dogecoin is. And by the end of the bit, the cast basically got him to admit that it is, in fact, a hustle. And in the real world, the cryptocurrency's value actually plummeted by 30% during the show.
Saw that, man.
Yeah.
I think that's cool he would just talk openly about that, you know? Mm-hmm. I know that I saw a lot of friends. I've got a couple friends that have kids that have Asperger's, and they were just excited to see that it's being publicly talked about.
Absolutely.
You know? So, I haven't watched the episode yet. I was going to sit down and watch it last night. But did you watch it at all? Did you see any clips or anything?
I just watched his monologue, and he did a lot better than I thought he would. He also had his mom with him, and they had a really sweet moment.
That's cute.
It was cool.
I'll watch it today.
Number one.
The class of 2021 is getting free donuts from Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme is bringing back their graduate dozen for high school and college seniors who had to deal with pandemic-era learning. For sticking it out and getting their diplomas, the company says, "We admire them and we're proud of them and want to do something special." So the special dozen will have a middle row of donuts decorated with a 2021 writing and icing. All seniors have to do to get the free dozen is show up at their local Krispy Kreme with any sort of class of 2021 swag on May 13th. And the graduate dozen is also on sale starting today, May 10th through the 16th.
Very cool.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
I cannot believe the day after Mother's Day, I forget all about this. of all days, right?
Yeah.
It's Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. In case you're new to our show, you only listen around this time. Every Monday morning, about 6:50, my mom comes on the air to do something called Mom's Monday Motivation, right? But we've been doing it since it's probably the longest running thing we've done on the show.
It is.
And this morning, I don't know, my brain is not clicking right. She'd been sitting there since 6:50 waiting for me to connect her on Zoom, and nothing. She finally texts me. She's like, "We gonna do this today or what?"
Yeah, she's a star.
All the way from Georgia, let's say hello to my mom. Hi, Mom.
Good morning.
First off, happy post-Mother's Day. Hope it was an awesome day for you. It's a big day for us in our family.
Yes, it is. I'm very blessed with three wonderful, mostly adult children.
Who's the least of the adults?
Wait, was that some shade?
A little bit. It had to be my sister. It has to be.
Who gives you the most trouble?
Who does? No. Answer that question honestly.
No.
She knows. She knows the answer.
Well, your sister is technically the baby.
That's true. So we do this thing called Mom's Monday Motivation. My mom's super motivational. She's been there through all this crazy stuff in my life. It's been just all the twists and turns. She's there to kind of pump me up and get me through it. And so we turned it into a radio segment and a podcast, by the way. Certified Mama's Boy is the podcast. It's on your Odyssey app. It's an Apple podcast, wherever it is you get your podcast. So you can go check it out. So it's just a little more Kramer throughout your day, if that's what you want. So, Mom, what do we have for today, for this Monday?
Okay, it's all about spring. I'm so excited. Spring is here.
I know.
And this spring, now that we're all getting our vaccines, yes, we are. We can all get outdoors. And Robin Williams said, spring is nature's way of saying, let's party. So let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get outdoors. Let's get in nature. Let's go to bars. Let's be with our friends.
Yeah.
Usually we have something really profound for this scene.
Thing
not today.
Not today. It is profound.
Mm. But there is something so special about spring. Just yes. That I have noticed about it, you know, it's like everybody's kind of getting outdoors again. There's a new vibe in the air. It smells different here. It just feels good. And coming down from quarantine, coming back out into normal life, it does kind of feel like the next chapter is here, does it not?
Yeah.
Just yes. A little bit. Yeah.
That's it.
Totally.
That's it. And if you get down this spring, reflect back on a year ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I made a really bad decision to scroll back through some old photos of during quarantine. Man, it took me to a weird place. It almost reminded me how crazy of a time it was. Well, this time a year ago, how crazy things were. You know?
Imagine where we were, what you were doing, who you weren't able to be around, how isolated you are. And now this is a moment of rebirth and new energy and new opportunities, a fresh start.
It feels good, right?
Yeah.
It feels good. We're on to some really good things. So
let's party.
Let's party, as my mom says.
Yeah.
Mom, when's the last time you partied?
You mean really party?
Yeah.
Oh, probably a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Oh!
And what was that like?
It was okay. It was at the Shag Club, Shag Dance Club. So, you know, that's not my best fun, but it's your dad's best fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
There you go. Well, get out to the Shag Club or whatever it is that you do to have some fun when the time is right and you feel safe. Certified Mama's Boy is the podcast, me and my mom, and that's all we got for today. So love you, Mom.
Love you forever.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.